Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the US government shutdown, which has just ended. A great day, President Donald Trump said yesterday as he signed the bill which brought to a close this very long government shutdown. Obviously, there had to be a vote in the US Congress. It seems to be like a test of machismo for some US politicians to do this. So narrowly passed in the House of Representatives by 222 votes to 209. The Republicans voting to end it, six Democrats broke ranks to join them. So it was for 43 days. And now it's gone on for decades, but since the 90s, it became kind of a regular thing. I remember this January 1995, Newt Gingrich, the Republicans with a contract with America, they just won those midterms in November 1994. Remember, because if you win your seat, you don't actually take your seat till the following January. So thousands of federal employees were sent home. They were not paid for those 6 weeks. Some of them even lost their jobs. So a lot of federal programs closed down. Federal agencies and departments didn't have funding to carry out their duties. There was food for emergency stored in warehouses in the United States, around the world, which expired, or it was thrown out, wasn't delivered, and so forth. Now, the armed forces were paid. I'm not sure who else was paid. The prison system kept functioning. Remember, there's some federal prisons and a lot of state prisons. So this didn't affect state government. It's any governance at a federal level. I think it affected air traffic controllers and so forth. So it's finally coming back to business. Now, people say, is this partly his attempt to misdirect the American public? Was President Trump and was his Republican Party keen to divert public attention from the Epstein files? Because those have come out. This is a separate, though related issue, and Democrat-dominated committees releasing information that's highly disobliging to Donald J. Trump, such as the late and unlamented Jeffrey Epstein saying in emails to his former paramour, Ghislaine Maxwell, that the then private citizen Donald Trump had spent hours with one of the people whom Epstein sexually abused. It didn't say that Donald Trump sexually abused her, but it's not a good look. Maybe Donald Trump is as innocent as a lamb, but why has his party made strenuous efforts to suppress this? Then Republican-dominated committees released thousands of other pages of the Epstein files to muddy the waters and say, well, other people were involved as well. This doesn't prove anything. And it's true, it doesn't prove anything, and so on. Okay, so that was the House Oversight Committee. All right, so that is how it ended. But so the Democrats, were they giving in, those six who broke ranks, or maybe it was a sensible thing to do? Getting back to normal, about 670,000 federal employees were furloughed at that time. A further 730,000 worked without pay. So they're going to receive back pay for that time. But you think of the stress you put them through. Certain landmarks, forests, national parks were not open to the public. The Smithsonian various museum is not open immediately. They have to put things back in order. Some people didn't get their food stamps for 6 weeks. That's up to 42 million people and so forth. So the Lipheed, which subsidizes heating in midwinter for 6 million low-income households, didn't get that. Head Start, which is for young children. So it affected the most vulnerable members of society the most. So Donald Trump sees this as a win for him. And to be fair, it is. But maybe those Democrats were patriotic, putting country before party and ending the suffering, even if this is some sort of superficial win for the Republicans. But all this brinksmanship, I think it reflects badly on the Republican Party and perhaps badly on some of the Democrats as well. So goodness. And they're just getting longer and longer. The United Kingdom's not had anything like this. Even 1910, the supposed people's budget situation, the budget wasn't passed, but tax carried continued to be collected. Government money continued to be paid. And I realize the United States Constitution is different. Maybe by law, they simply can't do that. But a lot of flights were diverted or canceled because of this. It's hurt the economy. It's not good for the stock market, for the value of the dollar, and so on. So the last one, December 2018 into January 2019, that lasted 34 days. But then several relating back to the 1980s, some of them lasting only one day. Okay, so there's a 228 page bill going through, covering an awful lot of things. And it also, the bill also has things about how federal prosecutors cannot look through a senator's telephone records without notice. why? I wonder why the Republicans were so keen to put that one up. And there are lots of other things tacked onto it. So, but the Democrats, they've got some reason to be buoyant because they had some good results in some midterm, well, some gubernatorial elections, not really the midterms, but most gubernatorial races coincide either with midterms, which would be the following November, or indeed presidential years. Virginia and one other don't. They do it in these off years. And the Democrats won both of those. And Virginia, the state which has not been strong for the Democrats in recent years, it's not been terrible for them either, more marginal. But that is, so there's something of a bellwether pointing their way. And this shutdown is not a good look. It's annoyed the American public. But as Republicans voted and they ended it, maybe that seems a success for them. But isn't their call for causing it? Do they come across as mean-spirited, as just brutal? They're making the poorest suffer for what? Squabbling about tax, always cutting tax for the super rich, that they've got such compassion for billionaires, none for the poor, for the really needy. You know, the super rich could afford to pay a tiny bit more. And yet the national goes up and up and up into the trillions when they could just so force the super rich to pay a tiny, tiny bit more. Goodness, I'm very glad that, you know, in the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom, we don't have government shutdowns. I don't think we've ever had government shutdowns. They are not a good thing. They're a thing that best avoided. Now, we have can apportion blame. It's not to say the two parties were equally guilty. I abominate them both. I would have voted for Randall Terry if I was an American for president, and I knew we would never snowball on hell's chance, but vote by conscience, single issue voter perhaps. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan790gmail.com. Goodbye.